We don't know what happened between the time they were released by the police. So what we're simply saying is that whole process is very spooky. It's very unusual. We don't know what played, but just for to have a month with missing children, missing girls, is very worrisome in Zimbabwe. I mean, Zimbabwe is known for its police competence, and we're wondering why it has taken a month, more than a month now, to figure that out, to find where the children are. So we're just saying, what is going on? We want the children back to their families. I think there are also stories that the children might have run away to neighboring Mutare. And we're still saying, how do we have children running to neighboring Mutare and they are still not yet found?
As an organization and also the community, have you lobbied to the police or authorities in regards to this issue?
We have been in touch with the Department of Social Services there, though they are still managing, I mean, such a case. When you're dealing with departments such as social services, they do not want to really divulge information. But what we're hearing is the children, they are the ones who are kind of telling us that it might be another story that the children are suspected to run away. So, yes, we've contacted the Department of Social Services concerning the children, but we haven't been able to break through to police to find out what really is on the ground and what has gone on.
Is the family open to disclosing and maybe some information that can help the public in finding these children? And if any, what can you tell us?
We have actually just read about a report other people wrote about the mother who is reported to have shown concern to the very fact that her children haven't come back home yet. But we haven't had the opportunity to talk to the mother as yet.